Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a reminder to our fans who listen via 910 The Fan in Richmond or 105.1 FM in Richmond. I'm going to be joining AWOD this Saturday at River City Roll for his football fest. Kicks off at 6 p.m. So hope to see you there. Stop by, say hello. It's in Scott's Edition.
I don't mean to hammer flame, but isn't there a breakfast penalty for the tardiness?
Sure.
Yeah.
So I was just bringing it up. I mean,
I'll hook you tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, okay. Just have
it. You can set it up and boom.
I'll tell you what I'm not getting. I'm not getting hotcakes and sausage. Yeah. Even though we have syrup here, but I'm not doing that.
You lost a little faith yesterday.
Just going to get a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, I don't care. We could do
Bethesda Bagels.
Bethesda Bagels down the street, right? They're always good.
That's cool. I think Mar's had a tough time getting a hold of somebody as he's called the last few times.
Is that right, Mar?
Yeah, I kind of have beef with the local Bethesda Bagels.
Because are they basically not open yet when we call them?
Sorry, what'd you say?
Or maybe they're busy.
Are they open when you call them?
No, they just don't answer the phone. Out of all the locations, they refuse to answer the phone.
Yeah.
I mean,
I get it. I don't have my phone. If you call me, the likelihood of me answering my phone is like less than 5%. Because I don't have a ringer on it. And I often don't feel the vibration.
Gotcha.
I'll just see missed call.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page, Mr. Bickle.
Yeah. Entertainment page, of course, driven by BMW Fairfax. Love BMW Fairfax. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager over there. Absolute rock star. Of course, you can check out their entire selection right there on their website, bmwfairfax.com. When you get there, make sure you mention me. That helps everybody. And as I always say, they're going to treat you like a rock star regardless. And you're going to there's nothing like driving a BMW. Trust me. The handling, just the way, the steering, it's just there's something about it. All right, Valdez, you can help with this. So Taylor Swift, I guess, did she do Travis and Jason Kelce's podcast, and she kind of showed up, snuggled up next to Travis.
Well,
is that what it was?
They teased the big guest, and then she kind of double teased it with her social media and website, and then everyone knew that she was a guest, and then it dropped. The episode dropped New Heights at 7 o'clock last night.
Okay, and then.
I think currently the episode where it's a 2-hour long interview that they do where Travis and Taylor are together and Jason's wherever he is.
Yeah.
So far has 9 million hits since
my understanding
o'clock.
Is there must have been some sort of live airing of it too, because that crashed. So maybe there was a live stream of it too and the downloads.
No, I mean, it went live at 7.
Okay, so maybe that's what
so
it is.
So, like, it wasn't a live stream. It had already been taped.
It had already been recorded. Okay.
And then it was, I guess, uploaded to the New Heights
so
YouTube
you
at 7.
So you watched it.
I watched 10 minutes of it.
I don't know how you could stomach that because it's just a little too much for me.
Well, it's a big event.
All right.
I kind of get swept up in the pageantry of it.
I understand interest. It's just a personal thing I have. But what was your take? I thought your take was interesting.
Oh, so I watched 10 minutes of it, and well, number one, Jason is obviously the better broadcaster of the Kelce brothers.
He has a better sense of everything.
Yes, he's a little more thoughtful. He has better timing, has better instinct.
Right.
Is he kind of the host?
Well, Travis and Taylor kind of, Travis and Jason kind of share that.
Yeah.
But Jason is obviously the leader of the show.
He's the smarter of the two.
He's a little more media savvy.
Yeah.
Travis, I think he might be stupid.
Yeah.
He's
Rob Gronkowski of the.
It's not like that.
Uh-huh.
But it's just, I don't know. He's a little mild mannered when he's speaking. Like, it's just.
Was he being different with Taylor there versus how he normally is? Have you watched the show without or listen to it.
This was my first time actually putting a lot of effort into their show. I've seen clips before.
Maybe he's on his best behavior because what really struck me is
how beta Travis was during the entire interview.
Right,
and I can understand that because Taylor is a
big
superstar, strong woman, and he's just like sitting there being super lovey, almost simping for her.
It's just too much.
It was very off-putting because like no guy acts like that in a relationship. I feel like guys can be very supportive of their significant other,
but
no one is going.
So he was kissing up to her. Really,
it was kind of like that.
A little too much.
But Mar brought up a great point. I personally thought like it's almost like he's walking on eggshells around her because he's scared that he's
going to these.
No. I thought he was going to be scared like she would break up with him. Like he's so happy to be there. Like he's just willing to nod his head, say yes, do anything that she says.
But don't you think he's over that? He's been dating for like a year and a half now. No,
I don't know. I don't think so. But also Mar brought this up, and I thought this was a fantastic point that Travis is scared of the Swifties.
Yeah.
Like he can never be in public, not confrontational, but, you know, disagree or, you know, say, hey, I think this instead of that.
You can't even disagree with Taylor. The Swifties are going to be after you.
No, I mean, he's a great football player, but that aside, he is whipped.
Yeah, he came across very whipped.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to ruin this lifestyle he's now created where he's dating the biggest pop star in the world. He doesn't want any backlash. He will do whatever she says. She says jump, he says how high.
I definitely got that vibe.
I don't doubt that. The one thing I'll say is I've seen a few clips of the heights.
Yeah.
I saw one where they had the actor from Ted Lasso, I'm forgetting his name.
The main guy.
Yeah, Sudeikis.
Yeah.
They both, from what I've seen, is fawn over their guests. That's kind of their thing. They really fawn over the guests. When it comes to Travis Kelce, I think he's a jock. Like, in terms of being dumb, didn't you just, like a month ago, do a story about how he said he couldn't read or something like that?
He was doing SNL.
Yeah. He was doing SNL, and he had problems doing
the teleprompter.
Yeah. It was one or the other.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I hate to perpetuate that stereotype, but okay, maybe that's simply what it is.
I'll tell you what.
I was just thrown, like, when you think of a football player, you think of like a macho alpha dude, and this guy is just like wrapped around her finger.
I do think that the Kelces, now I only saw the show once and maybe got canceled. Jason Kelce had like a late night talk show on ESPN for a while where his wife was, I don't know if she was the announcer. She was kind of in a booth.
No, but she was tough, though. She was a tough girl.
Yeah, and so
she was breaking his balls about all his boozing and everything.
Yeah, it seems to be maybe a Kelce brother bit.
Mm. Was she the star of the pod?
Who, Taylor?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. It had to be.
No, I'm saying in terms of personality. Obviously, I know she's a bigger name.
Well, she was telling she told a story.
My guess I turned it off
when she was talking about getting...
Or is she boring, too?
After she started talking about getting the rights to her music, and then Travis was crying with her about it.
You're kidding.
I mean, he was on the verge of tears.
I didn't realize I was in the room back here with a couple Rico Suaves, date doctors, guys that got everything all figured out with women. I mean, Travis Kelce is on the cover of GQ. He's dating the most popular woman on the planet, and these guys are calling him a simp, and he doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, come on.
It was weird.
Valdez is a certified Travis Kelce hater. He has been for years. He's got some hang up with him. I don't understand it, but...
Why do you hate Travis Kelce?
It's because the Chiefs pull down the Ravens' pants every postseason and smack that booty.
I think he's looking way into this.
It's about 2 inches deep. I'm looking into it. I figured it all out.
Well, I watched it, and I'm just telling you what I observed.
I think
Drab's lashing out because he might be like Travis.
Are you?
No.
It doesn't wear the pants in the relationship.
That's not true.
I think in his relationship he does.
Thank you, Bickle.
Yeah. From what I've been told.
Thank you.
I mean, his wife leaves a stove on all day. I mean, he's got to lock that down.
I mean, no one has ever questioned my manhood at any point.
Oh, I have. That's what we're all I have definitely questioned it. I'm not saying you're a man. I'm just saying in your relationship, I think that you take the dominant, domineering role. Sure. The lesser of two evils. But, like, yeah. I did. We have some incidents with you. Where we know.
For okay. money. But that was for money.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that matters.
I don't, he was just, I mean, he, I can see putting her on a pedestal, but it was very in your face.
It was off-putting, too. All right.
So I don't know. If people see it, you know what?
It was, after 10 minutes, it just got kind of cringy.
So just watching the clips is, I think Jason Kelce was asking her about football and how she knows football and all that
she's
stuff.
A big
like
fan.
That would be kind of annoying to me. I mean, it's fine. Go ahead, learn football.
The whole
but I don't
thing
need to
would
hear
be annoying
breaking
to
it
me.
Down.
Yeah, I can't.
I'd rather watch Joel Osteen or whatever his name is, the Taliban.
The pastor.
I'd rather watch him for 20 minutes. There's no chance I'll ever watch the Kelce podcast with Taylor Swift.
All right.
No interest.
But I thought you were a Swiftie too.
I like her music.
You like her legs.
But she's more annoying now because of this Kelce deal.
Yeah.
They're all annoying.
The oversaturation it gets with people.
By the way, Valdez, I'm with
on
you.
Right now
Travis Kelce is annoying.
Yeah. Oh, I think he's annoying too, but I you know, different reasons.
I can't stand them.
It was just, it was weird. I've never seen Travis like that before.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very weird. Because
you thought he was kind of a tough guy or, you know, like a, whatever.
You know what it'd be like? It'd be like if you go over your buddy's house, okay? And say you play golf with him and say he curses like a sailor.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling these raunchy stories. You know what I mean?
Then all of a sudden
you go over his house and then he, like, around his wife and kids, he's just like this different person.
Yeah.
But the one thing I'll say, and I don't have a great recollection of it, but he had a dating show years ago. Might have just been called Dating Kelce. He's corny. That's part of his personality.
He's definitely corny. You nailed that for sure. All right, I want to move on. I just want to do a couple other things. This actually,
thank you.
This actually jumped out at me. It's not really entertainment, but why not? Everyone uses it to be entertained, I think, for the most part. Alcohol consumption in the U.S., Jason, is on the decline. It's making
I heard
big
that.
News. Gallup showed that only 54% of adults report drinking, the lowest in nearly 90 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I guess they're saying a lot of it is because the word is getting out about truly how harmful it is to your health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as my son says, and believe me, my son, you know, gets blasted with his friends. But he sits down and he says, Dad, you know, it does nothing for you. It's only terrible for you.
Yeah, there's nothing good about it.
You know what I mean? Young adults in particular are driving the trend. Drinking rates among those aged 18 to 34 dropped significantly over the past two decades. So younger people.
Not drinking.
You know, I'll
tell you what. You go to a college campus, you wouldn't believe that number.
No, I know. I'll tell you.
My kids don't drink.
I think it's.
That's great.
It's probably in the, it's not as much 18 to 22. It might be more to that 25 to 34 range. Because the 18 to 22 year olds are drinking.
Well, it's certainly a lot of them in there in college.
Yes.
But I have a couple nephews. I have one nephew in particular. He basically doesn't drink. My two kids, they like to party, so they're not afraid to have drinks.
Uh-huh.
Okay. My youngest, though, she has. You know, she's 16, so she's not really doing that yet. But I have a feeling she would be. If she was a drinker, she would be a moderate one.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't see her. But this is what it's like. I've been wanting to talk about this because my son and I were laughing about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's around his friend group are all his teammates, right?
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He says, all they want us to do, all they want me to do is get plastered with them. They're never happy. Like, if I go there, he said, I had buddy from out of town. And, you know, one of his teammates, and they're all hanging out. And Stevie was like, yeah, I'm just going to chill this weekend. Yeah, I'm just not going to drink this week. I just want to chill, right? Detox a little bit. One weekend.
Right.
And they're murdering him.
Oh, yeah.
Murdering him. He said he did a party last week in Jersey. He did another party this past weekend in Ocean City. Literally, the boys drinking.
The whole weekend.
They're 24 years old.
The whole weekend.
The whole weekend. Yeah. He's coming home. He's got the Gatorades. He's like, they want him to go out this weekend. They're going to Long Beach Island. And he said, Dad, he says, I don't think I can go. He goes, because they're only happy if I'm getting plastered
with them. Yeah.
With them.
It's not to that extent.
He likes it too, but he's like, I can't do this every week. These guys are nuts.
It's not to that extent, but you guys have joned on me for years for not drinking.
I'm sure. Well, like, if we're celebrating or we're going out.
I don't joan on you. I don't care.
You just take little jabs. Like, EB's called me a teetotaler maybe a million times on the show.
Okay.
I don't care if you drink or not.
I don't understand. I don't know your drinking habits. I know you drink if you host a party.
I'm just saying that I think
something.
That's what happens is that friend groups
of course.
Peer pressure their friends.
Of course.
Whatever
it's no
they're
different.
Doing.
I think it's kind of ubiquitous for being a guy.
Well, tell them to stay strong and say, no, I ain't going this weekend.
Yeah, he's not. No, he's not. But he's like, we were just laughing about it. He goes, literally, they're only happy if I'm plastered with them. And he enjoys them.
Like so if he just has a couple during the night, they just hammer.
Keep feeding them, you know, because they all like, it's young culture. Mm-hmm. But hopefully that changes and younger people, you know, not drinking as much. Because I do think at the end of the day, it's not great for any of us, right? Of course.
I'd also think the costs are driving it down a little bit.
The cost of booze? I don't think that's getting in front of the boys. Maybe when you're out and you're out at a bar. And you're ordering a ton of drinks.
Yeah, I'm just talking about less consumption.
Yeah.
The costs have gone up.
Yeah,
100%.
But when you go to how much are beers at Secrets? I don't know. Are they expensive?
Probably freaking $15.
You gotta get a Natty Light.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably doing that. Believe me, they're not drinking expensive stuff.
That's like $6 or $8 for a Natty Light.
Remember I told you the night before he went someplace where there were dollar Natty Lights. I can't remember where they were. I should find out.
You get a pain in the ass, that'll cost you $18.
Yeah, it's $20. Mm.
That's on top of the cover to just even get in the building.
Yeah. But I think it's good. I think the ultimate story is the health. I think people are obviously becoming more health conscious than ever.
Well, if you go to a restaurant and order, let's just say there's four of you and you ordered a glass of wine or two glasses of wine.
Yeah.
Those glasses of wine are going to be close to 20. A nice restaurant is going to be close to $20.
Yeah.
$15 to $20. You should bring a bottle, corking fee. Ask them if they have a corking fee. They'll cork it for $30, and you'll save a ton of money.
Right. Well, and that's
how expensive wine is. Just glasses of house wine at restaurants.
So I'm trying to be healthier. I've had two drinks in the last 79 days, I think it is. Right?
Hold on.
I had two drinks after a day or two after.
You did?
I
didn't know about that.
I was just with my buddies. Because I told you, I'm not going to go forever.
Was that this past weekend?
It was 2 days after I shot 76.
Oh, so you were celebrating.
I was kind of celebrating. I couldn't do it. I had two drinks.
Two drinks.
That's the occasion.
Is that not worthy? For me, it was worthy. Yeah. For me, it was worthy. Okay. So.
Oh, so you broke the seal. I didn't know you broke the seal.
Yeah, but I only had two. I didn't really have even an urge after. Mm-hmm. And it is a lot cheaper when I go out to a restaurant, though.
Of course.
Going out to restaurants like crazy, and I just not ordering drinks.
Of course.
It's definitely hooked you on the bill. Do you know yesterday? Remember I told you we made steak dinners? You missed the segment. You probably didn't hear it. Or maybe you were here. I don't know.
I heard it while I was driving in.
We made dinner together as a family because my wife was out playing tennis. She asked if we could all jump in. We did. I had to buy steaks for six of us, right? Because it's my three kids and my mom. And my kids are beyond spoiled, okay? Because I'll eat any kind of red meat. I got four New York strips, and then I cheaped out and got like some sirloin, $85
for eating at home.
Yeah,
wow.
Because I had a little extra, but you can't have not enough. Like you got to make sure you have enough. Mm-hmm. So I got four New York strips and three number sirloins, which the numbers were. I ate the numbers. I let those spoiled people eat the strips.
Yeah,
those people.
$85.
A lot of money.
Going out to eat's expensive, man.
That was in.
That was in my house.
I'm just saying, going out. But if you went out to eat,
might have been cheaper.
It would have been. Yeah. It would have been double or triple that.
Yeah.
Well, depending on what they get.
Yeah.
If you got New York strips.
Yeah.
I mean, those would be $60 each.
Hey, that's why those boys are going out on Friday and hitting you up for connections.
Sorry, they're
going
to get open road. We'll talk about that.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. It is open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.